Now, the Matlanga Judicial Commission of Inquiry looking into corruption, or scheduled to do that, political interference and criminality in the justice system, will begin its first hearings on the 1st of September. Chairperson Justice Mbuyiseli Mdlanga says the session will be open to the public and held at the Bridget Mabandla Justice College in Pretoria, where the commission will also be based. So the Justice Department revealed last month that the commission is expected to cost very close to 148 million over the next 6 months. So it's another commission of inquiry. Let's talk about it. Judges, matter researcher Mbekizeli Benjamin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Junaid. Salaam alaikum.
Walaikum salam. Thanks for joining us, Mbekizeli. Another commission of inquiry. It's costing us 148 million. Is there an implicit need for this?
Yeah, there is a need because you'll recall from the serious allegations that were made by General Ntantla Mkhwanazi, he implicated so many institutions of state that the president saw it needed to have a thorough commission that looks at all angles and tries to get to the bottom of what happened. And I think a commission of inquiry is important because it will surface publicly some of the facts around what General Mkhwanazi has said. Some of those facts implicate institutions like the police, like the prison service, and the entire criminal justice system. So we do need to get a proper sense of what's happening. And I think a commission of inquiry is important in getting to that truth.
So essentially, Mbekizeli, those were some explosive allegations made by Lieutenant Mkhwanazi, and rightfully so, Minister Senzo Mkhulu, under immense pressure, embattled. He made some utterances also a couple of days ago, and now it does appear as if both himself and ANC member Malusi Kigaba, they're going to be facing internal disciplinary hearings. But all these investigations are needed, and this latest commission of inquiry, probably over the next 6 months, if we put that cost factor aside, this will allow public direct access, yes?
Yes, some of the hearings will be public, like the first one that is happening on the 1st of September. But a lot of it will not be private, I think, because the issues that will be investigated include issues of national security. And so you don't want those kinds of things to be out there in the public, because criminals can get hold of them. People who want to do harm to South Africans may get hold of that sensitive security information. So I expect that a lot of the hearings will be in private, although we will get an opportunity to see some of the hearings in the public arena, and that is important. And looking at the cost, what the commission has told us is that, for example, for their hearings and for their office space, they will not be hiring a private office space. They'll be using government offices, and they will not be paying anything for those government offices. And I think that is an important way to contain some of the costs that are associated with this thing. But also, we shouldn't only look at it at the cost. We should look at it at the value, because some of what can come out can be dealt with. We've seen in the past the Zondo Commission did cost a lot of money, but in fact, when you look at the amount of money that was recovered as a result of the Zondo Commission, the commission I think cost about 1 billion rand, and about 6 billion rand was recovered through the direct actions of the commission. So there's also that value that we may get, but more importantly, public accountability. We will at least see some of the allegations being tested out. We know that some of those allegations already have played out in terms of people who have been arrested. Even today, one of the people named by General Mkhwanazi was denied bail in court. So there's already things that are happening in motion.